The Bible is like a mirror. The Bible is like a mirror. When we look in a mirror, we see ourselves, right? When we look into the Word of God, we can see ourselves. So the Bible is like a mirror. James compares hearing God's word and looking into a mirror, kind of, like I said, the same way. So let's turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, New King James Version. And like I said, James compares hearing God's word and looking into a mirror kind of the same way. A mirror shows us, y'all know what this is, a mirror shows us the state that we are in. Now, when you look in a mirror, you see exactly what you look like, right? Mirrors don't lie. They don't lie. So when we look in a mirror, we see exactly what we look like. If we have messy hair, we see messy hair. If we have food between our teeth, you see that too, don't you? And if dirt on your face, maybe smeared makeup or lipstick or something after you have worn these masks and take them off, when you look in a mirror, that's what you see. It reveals. A mirror reveals what we're looking at. A mirror shows what's wrong. It helps us to change and become what we want to be. The mirror, this mirror helped transform me in a sense. When I looked at it, when I went home today, I thought, ooh, I need a little fluff to my hair. So guess what I did? I curled it. I needed to brush my teeth. So guess what I did? I brushed my teeth. So that's things that we can see that we can change. Now, when we look into the Word of God, it brings about change as well, right? It brings about change. The Word of God is like a mirror. It helps transform us to be more like Christ. That's the purpose of the Word, to help us to become more like Christ. The Word shows us what's wrong and what's right with us. But sometimes we don't want to see the real us, do we? I mean, let's be honest. I'm ministering to Christians tonight. James, when he wrote the book of James, it was to brothers and sisters. It was to Christians, not to the sinner, although the sinner can learn from it. But tonight, I want to let you know that the Word of God will show us the real us. And Jesus sees the real us anyway. You know, we can pretend. We can pretend, but you know what? You can't pretend but so long sometimes. After a while, it just gets tiresome and all of that to pretend. So it's just best to be real to begin with. Just be who you are, because Jesus knows who we are anyway. So that's the purpose of looking into the Word. If you look in that mirror and you see something you don't like, what are you going to do? You're going to change it. I went home and I curled my hair because I didn't like what it looked like. I changed it. So when I look in the Word of God, and I might be the kind of person that's short-tempered and can get an attitude and don't have the joy of the Lord and just mean. You know what? Have y'all ever seen some mean Christians? There's a mean Christian. I mean, let's be real. But the Word of God is supposed to change us. The Word of God is supposed to make us more like Jesus. That's the purpose of the Word. Like I told you, the purpose of the mirror is for us to see exactly what we look like. So the Word of God is to help show us exactly what we look like and what we can become. Yeah. Isn't that good news? What we can become. Now let's look at James chapter 1, verse 23. No, I want to start at verse 19. James 1, chapter 1, verse 19. And it says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Now, with that, sometimes we kind of like switch it around, don't we? Sometimes, now I'm just talking about me. The Lord is helping me. James is praying for me. The Lord is helping me. Sometimes we are quick to speak and slow to listen. When the Word of God says, be quick to listen and slow to speak. But sometimes we are quick to speak and then slow to listen. And then you've put something out there and it's like, ooh, ooh, did I say that? Did I mean to say that? No. But that's the Word of God helps transform us, okay? Verse 19 again. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Verse 21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So we need to hear the word. Verse 23. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Wow. Wow. But look at verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, see that word, continues in it and is not forgetful, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This one will be blessed in what he does. So tonight we're going to look at two different kind of men. We're going to look at number one. We're going to look at the man in verse 23 and 24. He looks in a mirror, he leaves, and he forgets what he really looks like. And do you know, we can come to church, we can hear the word of God, and still walk out those doors and forget about what it even said. And we can sit at home and we can read our word, and we can listen to different ones, and then get up, walk right out the door, get in our car, and forget what the word of God says. The word of God may have said that Jesus is your healer. The word of God that you read may have said the joy of the Lord is my strength. So what happens? We go out and we forget what the word says. So this man, he acted, he just looked at it, but then he forgot it. He did not act on it. He forgot how he treated people. He's forgotten how he treated God. Bad attitude. And you know what? Anybody can smile. I was talking to a lady at the gym this morning, and she was saying, anybody can smile, even with a mask on. Anybody can smile and say, hello, how are you? We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much because the Word of God is our it transforms us, okay? So anyway, he forgot, and I'm talking about, we're talking about Christians, right? He was saved, he was a Christian, but he forgot what the Word of God says. He forgot it. So that means he wasn't really taking it serious to begin with then. So now man number two, he looks in the mirror, he looks intently, he looks deep, he ponders, he thinks on what he's looking like. Oh, I need to get my hair cut, I need to get my hair trimmed, I need to do this, I need to do that. He's seeing the mistakes, he's seeing the flaws in the mirror, so he's going to do something about it. He's not just going to walk away and forget what he looked like. Okay, let's say it this way. Before you came to church tonight, or before you go to work and you just jump up out the bed and you get ready for work, most of the time you're going to brush your teeth, you're going to get a shower, you're going to do all the personal hygiene thing. You're not just going to jump up and run straight out the door. So, with the Word of God, We need to apply it to our lives as well, and not just run out in life acting any kind of way, doing anything, and looking any kind of way. Do you know your character goes before you? Do you know, a lot of times if we'll go out to eat, and I'll ask my husband, wonder who we see here today? You know, a lot of times you always see people at different places. And people have seen us, and we didn't see them, and later they'll say, oh, I saw you at such and such place. Now, do you know what that is saying to me? What if I had a nasty attitude? What if I would have just been chomping at the bits and just telling him off? What if I was sitting over there gossiping about everybody or doing things like that? Now, that means they saw me, but I didn't see them. So it's very important that we let the Word of God change us so that we can be the same no matter where we are. We can be the same at work. We can be the same at church. We can be the same at Walmart. We can be the same at Target. We can be the same. Why? Because the Word of God transforms us, and we put it to work. So man number two, he looks intently. He remembers what he looked like. He remembered how he treated people. He peered in closer to get a closer look. He pondered on what the Word of God says. We need to ponder on what the Word says. Ponder means to think about it carefully, to think about the Word. Okay, how can I apply this Word to me? Lord, how can I apply the Word to me so that I can change? Because it's all about transformation. It's all about transformation. So remember, he remembered to apply the Word in his life. And life is so much sweeter when we apply the Word, isn't it? It is. It's sweeter. Life is sweet to me because I apply the Word daily. Do I miss it sometimes? Yes, I do. But then I remember that I can go back, ask for forgiveness, ask God to help me, and help me walk through and change where I have missed it. So now we also saw in verse 23 that if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror and forgetting. So hearers and doers look at the word differently. Hearers and doers look at the word differently. Hearers just read it and just to say, well, I read the word today. Now, I'm telling you, that used to be me too. I would just read it because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. I would get up and I would read it because that's what I thought I was supposed to do. And it is what I was supposed to do. But I'm talking about it's a difference whenever I'm just going to read this chapter because Pastor told me to. I'm going to read this chapter because Brother so-and-so told me to read today, so I guess I better read. No, we should read because we want to read. We read because it's changing us. So a hearer is just hears the word, then forget about it. He forgets to do it, forget to live it, and even forget to apply it because he just heard the word. Doers, and I want to always be a doer of the word. Hear the word and do the word and keep it close to your heart. Let's look at Psalm 119. 119, verse 11. We all know pretty much what it says. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word I have hidden. I have to hide that word for myself. Can anybody else do it? I have to hide the word in my heart that I might not sin against him. So let's remember to always hide the word of God in our heart. And let me tell you this, when you read it, think on what you read, meditate on it, apply it to your life daily. Speak the word And you know, one of the scriptures that's kind of like standing out to me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. How many of you have read that? Let's say it together. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let's say it again. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Now, I can say it this way. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So now what do we do with that scripture? We think on it. We apply it to our lives daily. And then it says the joy of the Lord is my strength. That means the joy of the Lord will give you strength. The joy of the Lord brings strength into your body. Did you all see how we praised the Lord tonight? We all had joy, didn't we? And it brings strength to our bodies. So what are we doing? We thought on it. We are thinking on that word of God. We applied it because he said the joy of the Lord is my strength. Then we're going to speak it. We think it, think about it. We apply it. And then we speak the word of God. So I'm going to apply it. Be happy. Let's smile. How many of you know that every day you get up out of your bed, you have to make a choice? You make choices whether you like it or not, or whether you even think about it. You make a choice to whether to be happy. You make a choice whether to be sad. You make a choice whether you're going to have the joy of the Lord today. It's a choice. It's a choice. So and when we speak that word, we make a decision and we tell ourselves, I have the joy of the Lord, no matter what it seems like. I have the joy of the Lord. Gas is $4 and something a gallon. I have the joy of the Lord. Gas is $3 and something a gallon. Yes, I have the joy of the Lord. We have so many reasons to have the joy of the Lord. Number one, he woke me up this morning. He has kept me all day. He has protected me from all hurt, harm, and danger. I want to have the joy of the Lord. He has kept my church family. I want the joy of the Lord. We have not gotten a call to have to do anybody's funeral. I want the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is free. It's free. So we speak it. We act on it. We tell ourselves, I have that joy. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it seems like. I have the joy of the Lord because I have the Lord Jesus Christ abiding on the inside of me. So therefore, I do have the joy of the Lord. Because the devil will come and bring all kinds of distractions. Well, how you know you got the joy of the Lord? You know how you're feeling. How you know you got the joy of the Lord? You know your head's hurting. How you know you got the joy of the Lord? Your stomach's hurting. How you know you got the joy of the Lord? Your knees is hurting. How you know you got the joy of the Lord? You don't have enough money to pay your bills. How you know you have the joy of the Lord? Devil, I know I got the joy of the Lord because the word of God says the joy of the Lord is my strength. So therefore, I have joy. I'm not moved by what I see in the natural. I'm moved by what I read and what I feel in the spiritual realm. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And you know what? We have to see the word of God working in our lives. You have to see it. You have to see it working in your family's life. See the word coming alive on the inside of you. And if you talk about it enough, and if you praise God enough, that word's going to come alive. It's going to come alive on the inside of you. So we don't need to leave the word of God. Don't let the word of God go. Don't forget the word. Be a hearer of the word and be a doer of the word. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now look at verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, how do we renew our mind? By hearing the word of God, continuing in the word of God, hearing the word of God, by hearing over and over and over, by hearing the word of God. The word of God brings transformation. He can take a messy life and turn it into a miracle. He turns pity into praise. He turns worry into worship. So anytime you start to worry about something, you get over in that worrying part, just start worshiping him. Lord, I praise you. I honor you. I worship you. I choose not to worry. I choose to worship you, God, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to apply this word. I'm going to walk in this word, and I'm going to live this word, and I will speak the word of God. He turns sickness into health. He turns poverty into prosperity. He turns hatred into love. So let's be a doer of the word. Let's be a hearer of the word of God. How many of you are going to do that? Be a hearer of the word of God. So the next time you look in your mirror, the next time you look in your bathroom mirror, your compact, your car mirror, whatever mirror you look in, I want it to be sealed on the inside of you tonight. That every time you look into a mirror, I want you to know within yourself, I will hear the word of God. I will do the word of God. I will never walk away from God's word, because Psalm 119:11 says, I will hide the word of God in my heart. So stand up and let's say this together. Stand up tonight and let's say this together. You're going to repeat after now. This is every time you look in a mirror. Every time. Okay? I will hear. I will do the word.
I'll never walk away
from God and his word. Because Psalm 119:11
says,
I will hide the word of God in my heart. So we've made a declaration tonight. Every time we look in a mirror, we know that we're going to hear the word and we're going to do the word. Why? Because we're going to hide the word of God in our heart. Hallelujah. So the word is just like a mirror. May it change you and may it transform you. Because I tell you what, we are living in an awesome time. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, the word of God will never, ever pass away. Hallelujah. Well, did the word bless you tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It blessed me while I was studying, and I got something from it too. And the thing about it, when we stand up here and minister, we are the first one to hear it, so therefore it helps changes us. All right, Pastor James.